Your previous discussion about the nature of summoning body fluids into an elemental being had led elsewhere as everybody prepared and discussed further concerns. How ready does everybody feel for this hypothetical confrontation they have potentially 8 to 10 hours in the future?
Well, the other concern, apart from him just being able to turn over what the hell he thinks of, is I need a good location for it. Ideally, the best situation or the most workable terrain that I could think of would probably be a large open area with just stones or stonework and no people.
Like an amphitheater?
With no people.
You don't know that there's people in it yet. Unfortunately, the town's amphitheater is filled with market.
You don't know that there's people there, but there are.
Yeah.
How do we know? I think...
That's Sam telling Arden. Okay. Is there's an amphitheater, but there's a market in it right now. We could rout the market.
Let's not.
We could scare them all off if we need an open area with rocks.
That's not going to help us. Okay, so let me explain. That scaring them off means that there will be alarmed people that will go back to the town and probably let them know that there's a monster, namely you.
Oh, you just assume that it's Theron scaring them off.
She's the one capable of turning into a monster if she wants to.
And we can try talking to them. They might run away.
And we have magic.
Are the moths still by the window by any chance?
They're looking in at you.
Moth stampede.
Go up to the window.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just holding up the cotton towel. You guys wouldn't happen to know some big open space where there aren't many people, right?
With lots of stone.
With lots of stone or just open field.
A wild empathy check. So that plus your druid level plus your wisdom modifier. For charisma.
Is that technically tilted?
Yeah.
So is that a reroll?
Yeah, it's required reroll.
So what'd you say?
What are you adding to get it?
Druid level and wisdom modifier.
25.
Saving Bada's rolls.
We might, but we want food.
Yeah, what food do you want?
Give me your pillowcases, basically, is what they're communicating.
I can spare pillowcases.
Yeah, they want that nice head juice.
So while Sam, Arden, and Theron are bickering about the market and how to clear it, Bada's just slowly undoing all the pillowcases from the pillows.
Uh-huh.
Artie, did I know that Sam and Theron went to the other room, the other couple's room?
They didn't.
You did not know that.
Darn.
They didn't. They didn't leave the room.
No, they went to the other room to clean it.
Oh.
All right, fine, I'll just take our pillowcases. And hand them over to the moths.
Wait, you open the window?
Open the window and like, the moths fly in too?
Just a little crack.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 moths.
Shove the pillowcase outside the window.
They dance about you and then dive out the window after the pillowcases.
Oh, good.
Did you have any drinks or anything hypothetically with you in the room?
You say drinks?
Yeah, drinks or fancy oils or anything you might have left out? Because they took those too.
They?
The moths.
The moths came in and sacked the room.
They sacked things around you.
Maybe like the scented oils that we were using last night?
I guess you didn't crack the window like you said you did?
Yeah, you cracked the window, right?
Yeah. They're
moths. Yes, they got in through the window.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what they would have taken. That's what I'm confused about.
Oh. Oh, these are the baby ones. They're like the size of
a normal moth?
A bird.
A bird, like a blue jay or something.
Sparrow or something.
And they're very hungry, and they're taking things that smell nice, too. Which means that scented oil left on the table.
Okay.
They really wanted it that bad.
It's fine. It's fine. They can take scented oil. It's fine.
Peppermint. Mmm.
But.
Yes.
Location.
Oh, that comes later. They're eating now.
Okay.
We're all waiting for, like, intelligence.
And the moths are?
Mothing.
Mopping.
That pillowcase ain't gonna hit the ground. It's gonna be gone, like piranhas in the air.
That sounds like they're done. So tell us.
One of the moths will come back to the window while everyone's discussing and communicate to you. I will show you a place.
Whole new world.
No, not tell you. Now we have to walk around the fucking... You have to convince Arden that we have to follow a moth around to find a place to fight. So good luck with that one.
Arden, how much time do we have?
What does the Aspire tablet say?
About 8 hours. 8 to 10.
Oh, yeah.
Give or take wind.
Okay.
We spent an hour arguing about it.
As a heads up, that means everybody saw, hypothetically, if you cared to, Bada feeding the pillowcases to some baby moths that they let in for a moment, who also took your essential oils and then ditched, and one came back, and now they're at the window, like, cooing with it.
See, in my head, one of us noticed, and then we all stopped and turned and watched Bada the whole time. It said nothing.
No, I mean, Arden and Yunus were arguing for a little bit there, so it might be distracted.
Okay, well, so just to go over things, I'll do my primary focus is going to be to protecting Sam. Theron, be careful with your contact with Moonsea. Don't forget that you can bend and move like nobody else can. So don't be afraid to use that to your advantage when it comes to dancing around that creature.
I'm wondering how I could actually use a change shape to not get hit or improve my not get hit.
Don't worry, that's just a perception your friends have about you.
Okay.
No, we just assumed you can, but you obviously can't. But, and Bada and Zas, I suppose you two are probably going to be most of our muscle for this. The spells that I put into your weapons will send out a very potent blast. I assume a creature like that can probably heal itself by just repairing its body if it's truly a master of shapeshifting. So hit it hard and hit it fast.
All right. It's going to flex with Zas. Flex. The muscle.
Zas is like, yeah, and they flex a few times.
It's a lot of strengths. That's a lot of what works.
Nothing to worry about. And, well, and I guess, Sam, you'll probably...
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the conversation. you'll probably want to be focusing on not dying and...
I try to do that every day.
Good for you. It's a standard I've held to myself my entire life, and it has worked very well for me so far.
All right, you win.
Never mind. Well, anyway... So all we really need to do is find a good place to do this. I would prefer a large, open, stony area. Presumably, if that thing can become a liquid, that would prevent the opportunity for Moonsea to potentially absorb himself into the soil or something obnoxious like that.
Sam blinks. Says, the town is an amphitheater. That's the only thing I know. But it's full of people.
What about you, Munis? You know this. You've been here before.
Yes. The mines sound great.
No, that is a huge risk, because he could collapse the mine on us and kill us all very easily and then just pick us out of the rubble when he feels like it. Not to mention the collateral damage of all the workers and people that actually work the mine. It's quite honestly a stupid idea.
And outside of that, what do you have where they'd bury bodies?
A large open area with stone?
Graveyard?
You don't...
It sounds like, hey.
No. A graveyard is not an open area with stone, because you dig graves in a graveyard. You don't mine graves.
Arden, I think a no would suffice. The guy is trying to help us.
It doesn't feel like it.
He's trying to get closer to bodies he can resurrect when he reforms.
Okay. Just shh. They, like, just shush at you, Sam.
Okay, so Munis doesn't have anything useful to say.
Go back to the kitchen, Munis.
And they cross their arms and float down, and then you can hear a far-off laugh.
Ah, Dragon's Tear.
Dun, 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 dun.
Do you have any geographical records of the nearby area that might fit the criteria we're looking for?
Please make a diplomacy check.
Because I have to fucking barter with my computer every time I turn it on.
5.
About a high or low.
Now you know how IT techs feel.
A few of us remember it. You should fight them at the shoreline.
Wait, is there an ocean now? I forget.
There's a bay connected to an ocean, connected to the coast on the other side, connected to Rogueport.
Sam starts thinking, remember what?
What?
You said some of the stone Dragonsteer people said they remember. Merged memories with the Dragonsteer or whatever.
Oh.
Oh, that'd be a bardic knowledge check. As that has been filed into your bardic knowledge.
Yes, that's what I was trying to get at. It was like, they're thinking about it, so then he's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, I left the oven on.
15.
The inn is on fire. We should leave immediately.
The graveyard may not be the best place, but there is a gravel quarry near the mines.
Sam rubs his chin and is like, there's a quarry out there.
Oh, that would actually do rather nicely.
For gravel, not stone.
Well, presumably gravel is broken down stone. I'm mostly just looking to eliminate Moonsea's potential advantage of, you know, coming at us from the earth.
Sam nods.
Do you think that would work?
I just vaguely kind of remember where it is.
Oh, okay. Well, do you think we could get there in less than 8 hours?
Oh, certainly. Right?
Yes.
Right, God?
Right, God?
Yeah.
It'd take about maybe 2 to 4.
Memories
are a little foggy.
Yeah, so it's a little ways out, that I think, but man.
Do you remember the name of this quarry?
Is that another check?
The vague direction of the quarry?
It's not Sam's memories. It's the Dragonsteer's memories.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
Wait, if they had a name of it, it would be something like hundreds of years old, though, right? We have no idea if the quarry is actually there.
It's in there, yeah.
That's not necessarily true, because this is Munis' Dragonsteer, and he was putting people in it directly. Ha!
Yeah, but you have a 1 in 10,000 chance of getting that right.
The collective is...
Let's see. Resisting the urge to call it Gordon's Quarry.
The Quarry of Not Gordon.
Gordant.
Gordant.
That kind of sounds like a Gordonson's.
Gordonson's Quarry.
Something really hard to say. Gordon's Quarry.
Gordon's Quarry.
What about the moth? Like, not hearing from the moth.
We don't know about the moth. Because the person talking to the moth has not spoken up.
He did. He asked you if you have much time we have, and we didn't respond to his question.
I did respond to the question of
8 or so hours?
Yeah. Less than 8 hours.
Right. And then we didn't wait for a response.
Yeah, here's some info. Okay, back to the... Anything you want to do with that, Vada?
Oh, the quarry's sounding fantastic. If it's still there. It's going to be a village by now.
Honestly, the better place would be someplace that's like all stone ground, so it can't just seep into the ground.
That is literally why I want stone.
Arn's like, that's what I fucking said.
Well, we could do better than the quarry. It's just whether we have the resources to do it.
It's called Gordon's Quarry.
Gordon's.
It's fuzzy.
It must be ancient Gordonese.
Oh.
Well, unless anybody has any other suggestions, then I suggest we...
Saz raises their paw.
Yes.
Does that make them the Gordanians?
Oh my goodness.
I am not a historian.
Oh.
Actually, I have a lot of accents.
Aren't you, though? Aren't you, like, a scholar? Like...
Is that like you just
I just don't want to deal with that question. But thank you.
The mods offered to show us a location.
Do you think they could offer something better than the quarry?
I don't know. I haven't seen the quarry.
Hey, moth, can you understand what I'm saying?
Probably not.
Is it a he?
I wasn't asking that kind of question either.
Oh.
Sam's like...
Darren just looks at the moth.
The moths?
The okay. moth. There's just the one. It crawls up the back of your head, mm-hmm. Bada, if you let it in.
Yeah.
And just sits on the very top and makes itself comfortable.
That one.
Okay, so what does your moth friend know?
What does it know?
It raises one of its feelers in a direction outside, like, pointing away. Like, go there.
Oh, it's just telling me to go in a certain direction. How far away is this place?
Many flaps.
So Sam says, okay, so we could either try and go to a quarry I sort of remember from the Dragon's Tears memories, or we can follow the vague direction of a moth.
Hold on. Or we can scare a bunch of vendors out of there. Sounds fun to me.
Or we can vaguely terrorize a bunch of people into giving up their prime selling location.
Terrorize or suggest?
Actually, how about we not have a violent encounter with a shape-shifting monster within city limits?
Either way, it sounds like we're wandering around in the woods for a while.
The shoreline was also an option.
Okay, so let's... Sam
just shakes his head and says, I think I'm done with water for a little bit.
Yeah, I think we all are, as well as falling into water. But why don't we get the card that we apparently have now? Woo-hoo. Now, yes, woohoo. Now jelly free, and we can probably just book another night here so we have a place to stay after the encounter if we're still alive. And, well.
Sam's like, oh yeah, we should probably get those potions.
Potions.
Oh, we didn't really sell the jelly. It was more of a bartered kind of deal.
Okay. What kind of potions are these?
Don't know yet.
You bought potions without knowing what they were.
But I know that they are definitely worth at least 100 gold.
Well, let's go find out what they are.
Each.
Okay, each. That's that is an improvement on what I was assuming. Okay, so I will go with Sam to identify the potions. Why don't the rest of you guys get all of our things in the cart and get ready to go and possibly extend our... Well, we'll be talking to them when we get the potions, I suppose. But we will extend our stay for another night to potentially avoid the horrendous spill that we have coming towards us. And if we die a terrible, violent death, then we'll have the benefit of not having to pay for these rooms.
Wait, does that mean we're fighting them here?
No.
Arden, please let me talk to the otters.
That's fine.
Yes.
Because Theron is a skilled negotiator, otherwise.
I mean...
Sam also stares at Theron.
I did get us a bunch of potions and free...
You got potions?
I did. You wouldn't have done it otherwise.
Okay, let's save the violence.
That's interesting.
For Moon Sea.
It's not violence, it's just interesting logic.
Okay, that Arden just kind of shoos Sam out the door and...
Okay, fine.
Dazzle's like, take me with you!
No, you're staying here with Munis.
It's a mage paw.
Munis already left!
What?
Downstairs.
We shoot him into the kitchen because he was being... he was being too litchy.
Well, the advantage is if it's going to be a long trip, he'll have to fucking do what he's supposed to.
Oh. Right, learn spells.
Okay.
Well, shall we go talk to our hosts?
Yes. We need those potions. Sam goes downstairs.
Welcome to the front desk.
Hello,
front desk. Are you ready to pay up?
About that, we would actually like to reserve another night, if that's possible, for each room. But we will also need an advance on those potions, because we are about to embark on a great journey that we will be back.
No.
No?
No.
What do you mean no?
Give you another night, but give you the potions now? That sounds like you're going
to
ditch.
Okay. All right. We would like to check out and reserve another room.
That's all part of the same thing.
No, it's not, actually.
Sam leans over the counter and says, well, wouldn't reserving another night...
We will close out our bill for our current stay, and then we will immediately book another stay. So we can close out one bill, and so we can both get what we want out of this.
Diplomacy check.
Can we just not book another night?
Can we just cut when we come back?
Like, I don't understand.
17.
Oh, you actually did a good roll.
Sam, do you want to interject in this at all, since they kind of just making their opinion known to the...
Sam's just going to make his opinion that it's like booking another night just means that we intend to be back. It is declaring our intention to return to this wonderful establishment instead of just leaving.
Diplomacy check.
Yeah.
Unless that's a bluff.
It's not a bluff. We intend to come back.
Yeah. And if we die, well, then, yeah.
39.
My God.
Oh. Okay. Well, I understand now. I thought you meant something else. All right.
No, that can be edited. It's fine.
Okay.
39.
Well, you look like you know about magic.
Yes, that is an area of expertise.
Wonderful. Well, here's the first potion.
Great, we're rolling off a fucking table. We're going to get, like, potions of, like, fire breathing and water breathing. And
the other, Sam also put, so how many of these do you think we're getting today?
Oh, my companion is checking your rooms right now.
Sam just looks at Arden smugly.
Yes?
Must be pretty clean up there.
Yes. In fact, the cleanliness spread to another room. Uncontrollably, I hear.
That's right. We cleaned a room we weren't supposed to.
That's why you're not there.
All right. Let's see. Please make an alchemy check.
Oh, these are magical potions, right?
Yes.
I have enough spellcraft.
Make one spellcraft check, please. For the whole lot.
Okay. That's 42.
All right. The first one is an oil of magic fang, +2.
Great. More. The only one of us has natural weapons.
Oil +2, you said?
Yes.
That's not going to help me at all in this fight.
No, actually, it'll give you a +1. An extra plus.
I thought it was just for...
It's exactly the same as the oils you have.
I know, but I'm not going to be using the rapier. It's not a bad thing to have, though.
Yeah, well, you're the only one with natural weapons, so it's probably going to go to you anyway.
Time to weaponize the bugaloo.
Would it work on your plan? Would it work on your plan?
Oh, you're right. It will work on my plan. Yeah. You're right. Thank you, Sam.
That's an amusing image in my head.
Yeah.
Ready for the next one?
Sure.
A oil of bark skin +3.
Do you have to give one to each head?
No.
That would be more amusing.
Bark skin +3, you say?
Yes.
Bark.
Yeah, it makes your skin bark. Woof woof.
That's kind of creepy. You sound like a mouth all over your skin barking all
the
time.
Oh, God.
Professor, did I do it right?
Yeah, they bite anything that gets close.
Yeah, you got a potion of bark skin. Bark skin? No, bark skin.
bark. A potion of delay poison.
Potion of delay poison.
Bitch.
Not foreboding.
He's rolling, though.
Yeah.
Dang.
Oh, God.
Yee!
Oh, wish.
No. This one's pretty surprising it's here. An oil of magic vestment +4.
How much is that worth?
A lot.
So their appraisal skills might not be so great.
They're better at appraising non-magical things.
Does the magic vest... Oh, magic vestment. Right. Never mind. I was thinking mage armor. Actually, Magic Vestment gives an armor bonus, not a deflection bonus, right?
Right.
Yeah. Why is that a sign?
Yeah, I know. It was
unnecessary. A oil of fly.
Oh, okay.
For reference, AJ, we now have a 60 minutes left warning.
And another oil of fly.
Thanks.
Excuse me, that was a potion of fly, my bad. You both, have an oil both. And a potion.
Okay.
Difference.
One you apply to your skin, one you drink.
Is this one of those like dark horror situations where your skin flies away but the rest of you doesn't?
I mean, we just talked about bark skin.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there are things that can do that to a person, but luckily we're not in that place.
An oil of non-detection.
Well, it's too late for that anyway.
That's 6. And their companion comes back. They did a wonderful job with most of the rooms. One of them was a little lived in, but it looks like they cleaned up their neighbor's room instead. Did you do that?
Sam?
Sam says, we were kind of in a groove.
We'll forgive you for the state of one room for that room.
Oh, excellent. Worked out in the end.
And I'm sure that old couple was not at all upset that you did that while they were in the room.
I don't think that was ever discussed.
For the viewing audience, they were asleep.
Make the bed at the minute.
God, they're trapped.
We can't move.
It turns out that couple was a couple of ferrets.
Hmm.
And they are very much locked into their bed now.
Well,
it's like, they'll be fine. Oh, well, it's a good job.
Housekeeping will come by to check up on them eventually before they die.
They're just in the bed. Should we call for housekeeping?
Housekeeping did this.
Is this because we wrote a complaint?
There's some really mean claws on that maid.
That's why they shut up.
That's why they hid.
And a potion of eagle splendor.
That's charisma?
Yeah, +4.
Oh, yeah. Potion.
Not a healing potion in sight.
Unfortunate.
4.
We got a lot of wheels, though. That's good.
So how much is all this worth?
21.
You probably could have bought this place for what those potions are worth.
No. Oh. All right, cool.
You can buy a lot more jam and jellies.
Sam just nudges Arden a little bit and is like, see, potions.
Yeah, this will do. Thank you.
Splendid. Those jams will make us rich.
They will.
Do you have like a shit-eating grin on your face? You're like, oh, man.
Oh, no. After the thorough chastising I got from both of the vendor I told that they were underselling their magical equipment for back in the swamp, and from you guys for being honest with a vendor, that I've decided to keep my bargain sense quiet.
I'm proud of you.
So what is the party going to do with all these decisions in front of them?
What decisions?
Bata is going to assume, clean up, pick up the rest of their belongings, and drag Theron and Sauce back down to the cart.
Is the cart still there?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, since we booked another night, unless we want to just, we could just leave our stuff in the rooms, but if the end result is us going down to the cart, then sure.
Well, we might just die.
Let's try to be optimistic.
Sam carries all of his things.
Yeah, Arden also carries everything in his backpack.
Yeah, so we're...
Oh shit, we forgot Munis!
You did actually leave him in a drawer.
Yeah.
No, that's part of packing up all the things, is bringing the dragon's tear. I mean, Munis might stay behind.
Zaz got it.
Fair. If Bada forgot it, Zaz would get it.
I said we pack up all the things!
Yeah,
who ends up with the dragon's tear? That's what I want to know.
Bada.
I hand it over to Theron.
Ah!
It's like, shit, this is season one content!
Oh my god.
Theron disappears in the night.
Baroness Bloody Claws returns.
You add one dragon's tear to your inventory.
We totally lost track of it, like...
Our lump of coal.
This is a funny looking cart.
It is formerly a tart cart.
You tasted it?
No, the jams.
Oh, I see.
Yes. It's a joke.
Oh, well, I mean, it was assumed it was either that or prostitutes.
Sam coughs and goes and gets the bugaloo.
So does it have, like, an ad on the side, like, Ma and Pa's, like, jams and jellies or some silly shit like that?
Yep.
Okay.
It's generic enough they didn't take the sign back.
Right, and then there's no top, it's just a tarp.
Yeah, it's just a tarp on four sticks.
Okay.
So it does have a top from the sun, but...
So it's not that big of a loss when you wreck it in a couple hours.
Mm-hmm. I'm expecting this.
Yeah.
You guys didn't spend too much money on this, right?
Samson's actually Zaus bought this cart.
Also, how much... Wait, what? Also, how much was the bill?
Don't worry about it.
We broke even.
Okay. So...
Are you going to tell them what the...
Zaus is kind of skipping down the stairs, getting their armor on.
I think I'm going to wait till we're away from the inn before we just revel in the literal steal we made from these people.
I mean, I kind of left them my money bag just so they could...
You what?
Well, just to, like, get the thing momentum going on, like, getting the rooms, I left my money bag to, like, pay for the rooms ahead of time.
You conveniently left
that out.
You left them all of your money.
Yeah, just to pay for the rooms ahead of time.
How much money was that?
It was 77 gold.
Okay.
At least it wasn't that much of a loss.
We still profited significantly in material goods.
Did you guys, the innkeeper goes, huh?
Sam makes like a glug glug motion with his fingers, like.
Okay. I mean, it's fine. It worked out in the end, I guess.
It did. Everything's fine. Fine.
Help me get Marcus and Susie, Bada.
Okay.
Who have hopefully not consumed the entire village.
There's fires burning. I'll
roll for it.
Bodies in the street. Susie and Marcus grazing on the bodies of their victims.
It's like that. High or low, Theron?
Hi.
Susie and Marcus have eaten the entrance to the stall they're in, through the door.
They've eaten the
wood.
stable.
I believe we might have to buy this in.
Well, we have enough in barter goods to do that.
Sam says, no, we have one already.
Everything you did here was practice.
We can plan an expansion later.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm not in the vacationing mood.
Oh.
Okay, perhaps we can relax a bit once this is over, and those of us that survive can take a well-deserved break.
You keep on saying that like we're someone
nicely put, yeah.
I have never faced anything like this before, and this is the sort of thing that parents tell their children about to get them to behave when they're little. Except it is very real, very big, and rather upset at the moment.
Sam just leans towards it. So you say that about the Tooth Fairy, too.
Tooth Fairy?
Fang Fairy.
Fang Fairy?
What? I know about that.
To get children to behave?
Oh, my parents never told me that.
The kids in town told me if I didn't close my mouth, they'd give the Fang Fairy some business.
Sam furrows his brow and says, have a talk with your mother later.
Anyway, so where is your moth friend directing us?
I guess I'm gonna channel the moth. Is it still pointing in one direction?
It's pointing in one direction, and its other legs are now like rubbing around into the fur around your head and kind of like trying to get your head to turn in the direction they want to
point. Oh, it's a little ratatouille moment. Perfect.
Ratatouille?
Maybe it can help you with your bada cakes.
Mothatouille?
Yeah. I turn my head in the right direction, or the moth direction.
Alrighty.
And this other... Sam, do you know which way the quarry is?
Can Sam concentrate to maybe remember more about it?
Yep.
And how recent it is? What's that, bardic knowledge or no?
It's going to be a survival check.
Oh, 15.
Yeah, approximately. Might be a little old, but who knows?
Are they in opposite directions?
No.
It's like, it's kind of that direction, too. Like, it wouldn't be too far apart, maybe? It's fuzzy.
Okay, well, we'll follow the moth's direction, and you can perhaps try to get your bearings a little better while we travel.
I'm quite literally getting mixed signals.
I don't know what that means.
From the...
Sorry, you are getting directions from the tier?
Okay, so Sam goes like, I can remember what they remember, but it's not like they're having trouble or I'm having trouble. I'm not sure. Mixed signals.
Okay, well... Still, we can follow the moth for now, and if you can recollect something that while we travel or see some familiar terrain, then you can let us know.
Yes.
Excellent. Then let's depart.
You remember that Gordant was a penguin?
A penguin mine named Gordant. Miner. Penguin miner named Gordant.
Okay, can we just jump to the bugs being, like, saddled up and... Like, we can go?
They are distracted.
Montage time.
By your moth friend.
Why are they... Why?
They're like, who's this?
Oh, they're like jealous pets.
It's just a friend. They're going to show us directions on where to go.
Wild empathy.
Why does driving have to be difficult every time? My God.
Not a good roll this time. 9.
They're going to take you there because they're better than what you've got on your head. They're jealous.
You should have phrased it like, it's my compass.
The deuce moth.
It's my compass. But you two are my...
I'm still going to coddle Susie and Marcus because obviously they don't believe me.
They appreciate that. It helps their jealousy.
Okay. Please, we have to go.
Who's driving?
That's a great question.
Oh, man. We almost got away without not having a fucking ride check. Why is it so hard?
Oh, my God.
Sam will drive.
Okay. Ride check. And then whoever's... you're guiding.
7.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so we're fighting Moonsea at the end.
But, is there any way to use a survival check to not get lost?
Yes. You can do that.
11.
Arden, you're possessed with this feeling that maybe not everybody knows where they're going.
We're following a moth.
Yeah. Moth GPS.
Yeah, that's the big thing there.
Can Theron help with that role?
I mean, you're all in a pretty tight, yeah.
Okay, what do I gotta do?
A survival.
You know, it's a new wagon. We're not used to it.
It's a rocky trip. The thing's meant for flat roads, not...
Yeah,
it's what did you say, survival?
Yeah.
10.
You can always help out, Arden. You don't have any geolocator spell?
Oh. Yeah, actually, I pull out my GPS.
Are the roads on it?
That's my rocky talkie. It shows that Moonsea is getting closer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but you said there was a map on that before.
Yes. You are going into the wilderness.
Of course. Why would it be useful?
It looks like if you keep going the direction you're going in, you're going to be hitting trees.
Yeah, yeah.
If you go right, you'll be hitting more of the rocky stone quarry kind of situation. And currently, your group is headed headlong for the trees.
Okay, so we're going the wrong direction.
Possibly, yes.
Let's ask our moth.
God, okay, so was that 12, 11, 11, 11 on survival.
You're absolutely able to point out to the group that they're headed toward trees.
We're going the wrong way.
Are we going the wrong way?
Is that corroborated by the moth?
That's what I'm asking the moth.
Oh, moth's like... And then starts turning your head.
Hey, we're going the wrong way.
Towards the quarry.
Okay.
So do we follow the new directions?
Yes.
Is it more rolls?
No, you follow the new directions.
Okay.
You get to keep those rolls.
Mm. Oh boy.
So you're gonna have a rocky trip. If anyone's planning on doing any kind of studying or anything during this trip, you were going to be hard pressed to do that.
Every like 30 minutes, I'm just gonna like check with the moth to make sure that we're going in the right direction.
You catch it almost falling asleep twice.
What? The moth?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the cuddled. Baby. It's cuddled in Bada's fur.
He does have a nice, luscious pump. What about you, Sam? Is any of this looking familiar?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it?
Well, okay.
The forest is a little bigger than. I think I remember.
But does it feel like we're going in the right direction?
It's hard to say, but yeah, I think so.
Okay, well.
On your GPS, you start to see a road. It seems like you're going to cut into a thoroughfare that heads to the quarry.
We appear to be coming up on a road soon that will get us to the quarry, if it's still there.
It's probably the place that the moth's leading us to, then.
I would assume so. I don't speak moth, so I can't.
Well, the moth doesn't know what a quarry is either, so we just have to follow its directions.
Well, is it a giant pit of stone to the moth, or have you asked for details?
Oh, it just told me that it would show us the way.
Cool. Okay.
But did you tell it what we were looking for?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to take all of my rage out on Moonsea.
You end up going to like a moth bar.
I'm just doing the thing where he's gripping the cart. Just like,
I have taken a pillow from the room in which I will scream into for the duration of the travels.
While bouncing around.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll be fine.
Well, I suppose in the meantime, do you have some potions that could potentially help us? Theron, considering that you are in a situation where him making contact with you could be adverse to your condition, and actually potentially disconnect you from him if he does attempt to paralyze you. I'm going to give you a potion of flight. I would...
Oh God, how long does that... Is it like 10 minutes a level, or is it a minute a level? Fly.
A minute a level. Okay. Yeah, so when it comes to... When it seems like there might be combat, or he might be prepping to attack us, drink the potion immediately. That will give you free, perfect flight. Essentially, all you have to do is think about hovering in the air or moving around in the air, and you simply will. No wings required.
Hmm.
But you look cooler with wings.
Do we know what the wings will look like?
There are no wings. You. I guess a simple analogy that Theron wouldn't understand is you fly around like Superman.
Who's Superman?
Who's Superman? But
he's a man that's really super.
But Sam says, but you can just grow any wings you want.
This would allow for perfect flawless flight.
I get that. But she could look cooler with wings.
Yes, Theron could waste her time growing wings.
Now she's got that twinkle in her eyes. Like, yes, I could be.
I could waste that time.
The map is being made of, I assume, boulders.
Scrap, please continue.
There is Sam for you.
Hello.
Thank you for greeting me that way every time I speak to you. I appreciate it. It makes you feel like you are a real person every time I do it.
Hello, I'm Sam.
Oh, it's just, I like saying hi to you.
I like saying hello to you, too.
But you never do. It makes me sad.
You'll forgive me if I'm a little tense at the moment.
Maybe.
This is why our ride check was so bad.
I'm going to give you a potion of crisp or eagle splendor. It will give you a significant increase to your force of personality. Well, while you will probably be unable to do so at the time, it will significantly help you with your spell casting should the spell be broken by any means.
No. Thank you. Could be useful later, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And you're welcome, and also hello.
Sam nods sagely. Hello. I appreciate you, Arden.
Thank you, Sam. I don't know why we're whispering. This is awkward.
Because Theron's looking at me weird.
Oh, that's what your face is. The ears don't move. Ever. Ever.
Oh, except this morning, she didn't have any.
That's scary.
I melted the interiors of my ears. Thank you very much.
And then I went into your room and they vanished completely for a second.
Gently poke at Theron's ears just to make sure they're really there.
Oh, that's the start of the story we didn't tell you yet, was the whole reason we had to clean up Theron's room was because we went in there, and I went in there, and it was completely destroyed. And she was sleeping like a baby.
Well, she slept pretty well in that wagon she trashed, too.
This is totally relevant to this conversation.
It is. It is extremely relevant to this conversation.
We're just stalling for time while reference material is being referenced.
Yes. Okay. Theron, I also have an oil bark skin for you. This will help you avoid physical contact with Moonsea. This potion will last significantly longer. You can probably drink this potion the moment you see him.
Oh, it feels like I should just drink both of these almost at the beginning.
No. The potion of flight you want to drink if it seems like he's going to attack. The bark skin you drink when you see him, because it should last at least an hour. That will give you +3 natural armor.
Okay.
And I guess I will hold on to the rest.
No potions for you.
Nope.
Well, okay. Well, we've got an oil of magic fang, which should probably go to Sam for reasons unknown. We've got a potion of delay poison. I can give that to somebody if they want it. But I don't know if we're going to encounter anything poisonous.
Zell's raises their paw.
What?
I'll take it. I'm the most likely person here to accidentally poison themselves.
I was about to say, it's like, I've actually just consumed poison.
Actually, Zoss, do you have poison on you?
I do.
Concerning.
Would you like to share?
I have enough for a few people.
No. Why do you have poison on you?
Oh, I,
extra concern.
You know, if things go south,
I acquired it.
What did you say?
If things go south, we just each take a little bit of the bonus.
We share.
Yeah, whatever. I don't even think Moonsea has a circulatory system, but sure, Zoss, you can have the...
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay.
Don't poison yourself, please. We also have a potion of magic vestment, which will enchant a garment like it was armor. But Bata has a pair of bracers that have that enchantment, that exact same enchantment on it already, and I have mage armor, and Sam and Theron have actual armor, and I believe Zoss does too.
Yes and yes.
Yeah, so that's not a...
Smell money.
Yeah, okay. We'll consider that. And I am going to hold on to the oil of flight.
Very well.
Sounds like we are prepared for...
Sort of.
Sort of prepared for something.
As you're divvying up the potions, you come over a ridge and you see Gordon's Quarry in all of its aged glory.
Oh yeah, this looks real familiar.
Looks like many a great rain has come through here and washed away the more minuscule gravel and the soil with it. The indent in the side of the mountain has many large spirets, so like stones that are just coming up in crooked angles into the sky. Each of these dice represents 5 feet times the number on the die of how tall and crooked that stone is.
Like it's a spike out of the ground.
Yeah, like spikes out of the ground.
It's like basalt columns.
So, yeah, there we go.
That's the basis for what the spires look like. So I guess that's why they would be called spirets.
So are we going to have a kung fu battle where we leap across these? Yes or no?
If you choose to.
All right.
Darren could.
Change from Hydra to Panda. Let's go.
Mm.
All right. Who's the most obsessed with food out of everybody?
Hi.
Kung Fu Panda.
Like, I'll take it. I asked my little moth friend, is this the place?
It puts two of its little legs together and, like, claps them.
Okay. Well, thank you, my friend.
I'm going to take that as a yes. Like, okay.
Please make a wild empathy check.
But I just said thank you. Come on. 23.
It doesn't want to leave.
Pretty sure it stole your wallet. Oh, wait, no, the inn did.
Yeah. I gave the inn my wallet. Thank you very much.
I like this affection.
We're going to be in a very dangerous situation here. Just a moment. But you can stick around afterwards if things work out.
Keeps rubbing your head.
Oh. That moth is going to save your life.
Somehow.
Yeah, it's going to be like Moonsie's going to have a sniper, and instead of blowing your head off, it's going to hit the moth instead.
Thinking more of an Archimon and Wisp situation, but all right.
Oh, God.
Or it's a familiar you never wanted.
How much time do we have left, Arden?
30 minutes, I believe. You read the sign.
Oh, my God. Just straight broke the fourth wall.
What does Google Maps say? I mean, Spire Maps.
2 hours. It seems Moonsie has achieved a quicker form.
I want to call it Spoogle.
Let's not.
Yeah, no.
Let's not and say we didn't.
Yeah, that's not good.
It seems something else has been dropped in your figurative inbox.
Oh, yes? And what is this?
It seems you are to be in an appointment with the locus administrator sometime following the interview with Moonsie.
Oh boy. That villain monologue we've been waiting so long for.
Has it got special little purple flowers all over the meeting and stuff?
Yes.
Yes.
Purple flowers?
Are we all aware of this? On the screen. Or is only Arden aware of this?
Arden's the only one who's aware. They have to communicate it if they want to share.
Oh. Well, seems like we are the most popular person on the cross this evening. Sounds like the Spire Administrator herself is going, itself. I don't know what it, for all I know, it gets another umber or something, but.
I see.
Fuck off. But either way, just the same, the Spire Administrator wishes to meet with us shortly after our interview with Munis. Moonsie, fuck these names. It's Moonsie is a fucking alliteration from Munis, and it drives me crazy.
It's intentional.
Yeah, it is.
So, Moonsie is not here to end us?
Oh, most likely. I'll just assume by the malice behind Moonsie before that it's most likely here to kill us. And if we survive, then the mastermind behind all of this would like to gloat in our face and possibly take a shot at killing us as well.
No, at least they think we're going to get through it.
That's...
So I was like, yeah!
Yeah, let's go with that. Either that or, you know, burn our cold dead bodies themselves.
I don't know. Maybe they just want to talk.
I would like to talk to both of them, but something tells me Moonsie may not be in a very talkative mood. But I will do my best to communicate with Moonsie because I have some pertinent questions about his motives in existence that I would really like to know.
He did seem very angry when we teleported.
I can imagine. Did you talk to Moonsea?
Oh, no. I just briefly saw them in the magic place.
Oh, what do you look like?
What a pertinent and interesting question.
Well, in the brief bit you got, they looked like a very dark purple, kind of night bluish primal dragon, maybe 50 feet long, 28 feet tall, zooming through the air.
You know, the ancient dragons are actually really awful flyers. Like, comically bad. Because they're just big, fat things that sit on a pile of junk for, like, hundreds of years.
They did say that he took a faster form.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big dragon, though.
Yeah, Sam says all that.
Good recap.
Yeah. Without just repeating what the DM said.
I was going to check to see how strong these basalt structures are. Loitering are...
You gonna start smacking with your hammer?
No, just like patting them with my hands and like seeing if they buckle at all or if they feel sturdy.
They feel sturdy.
Okay.
Are they familiar?
They are not.
Sam's looking at one with you, Bada, and goes, these are kind of new.
They're stone. How could they be new?
It's like, well, from what they remember, these weren't here before.
Can I look at the base of these and see if like they're like, are they like placed here, or is there a gap between them and the ground, or are they just
survival check?
I'm just looking. Oh, that's not good.
Well, if it's like a proper quarry and it filled with water and hundreds of years have passed, these could have formed on their own through sediment.
12.
Arden's right about that assumption.
Okay.
So they don't look like spire stone. Even though you refer to them as spiders. Yeah.
It's a language thing, not a... Say like they look like spires, so they're called spirettes. Not that they are spires.
Yeah, they look... They're called spirettes because of their shape, not because they look like Karasa spires.
Would there be any benefit to getting the lay of the land or looking around for anything? Or is it just basically laid out in front of us?
Oh, this is...
And I don't gotta do that.
This is laid out in front of you. It's it gradually deepens, kind of like you're in a... This is like the center of an old pond.
So it has a basin.
Yeah, at the very center. So the terrain is going to be at an angle going downward until you get to the bottom of it.
So it's got a gradual slope towards the center.
Yes.
Oh, how soft is... How hard is the ground underneath us right
Pretty
now?
Hard.
Okay.
It's dusty, but pretty hard.
Let's be excited.
Sam dies. Moonsea just bursts forth from his chest.
The ground just swallows him whole.
We're just fucking around for 2 hours, basically.
Here's your cart.
Yes?
We're kind of checking out the area.
Preparing would be a little
if
more
If you want
apt
to do
than...
any planning or anything with your current knowledge of the area, feel free.
Theron's going to try to leap from... Just to see how that goes and how hard the rolls are to leap from, like, one little spirit to another.
Mm-hmm. All right, please make a jump check.
How thick are these as well? Like, are...
Oh, they're about 3 feet thick.
Oh, thick.
At the base.
15.
15?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're going to be able to jump between them. Please make a tumble check.
Not a jump check?
Jesus fucking Christ.
They said, made the jump check.
You said tumble? Oh.
Yeah.
16. On a 3, yes.
So you're going to be able to use your momentum while jumping to roll up taller ones and keep jumping between them.
Okay, is there a difficulty modifier between the sizes of them?
The taller they are, the harder they are to scale. And you find that out when you eventually hit one that is 30 feet tall and you fall off.
Okay.
Would you like to land safely?
Sure.
No, I choose tumble to take check. Damage.
Yeah. I actually maneuver myself in the air to fall on my head.
29.
You do a safety roll out of your death drop.
It's better than the poison.
And I made it look really cool, too. Like, hand out in front. Like, I meant to.
With a puff of dust around you.
Is the ground going... As she's futzing around here, since the ground is gravel?
The ground is larger pieces of gravel underneath that. There's a harder... I don't want to say concrete surface, but a consistent surface.
Is there a difficulty check that the gravel is going to make for us? Like...
Potentially.
Are you asking if this is difficult terrain?
Yes.
In a stressful situation, it could be.
So we could, like, slip on.
Oh, yeah. Especially if it got wet.
That's an odd specification.
So, like...
Or if you fell like 30 feet into the gravel at an angle, that would be difficult.
Okay.
It might be the first time in a long time Theron felt challenged by terrain.
It's going to be a bit of a challenge. I mean, I guess...
Apart from cleaning her room.
So like running and stopping would be kind of... Could be problematic, but not always problematic.
Not always, necessarily.
Not a problem at all if you're flying.
Right.
It could be circumstantial.
You know, with a 3-foot base, you could probably hide behind them easily, too.
True.
Oh, so any of us could hide behind it?
Mm-hmm.
What was that, Sam?
Video game logic.
Oh, yes, this is a cover shooter now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're 5 foot tall and they're 3 feet wide. You don't even have to, like, cross behind them, really.
This one's 10 feet tall.
Yeah, those are...
That one's 30 feet tall.
Oh, I see. Okay.
What's the area around us? Is it, like, all, like...
Hilly, tumbleweedy.
Okay. There's no water or anything like that.
No, no water here.
Okay.
Not yet.
Thank you, Sam.
Gonna do some weather magic over there.
Foreshadowing magic, yeah. The power of pros. Leave hints, except when they're fake hints.
Yeah. Best hints.
And for some reason, people named it after a fish.
Well,
we're here.
Yep.
We wait.
We're here.
Sam.
Hello.
Hi.
It's just an easy response, man.
It
just
is.
Just to let you know I'm paying attention.
That is why I open a statement with by using your name, is to get your attention and...
And I'm responding.
Yes, and interrupting me every single time.
He nods with a smile.
Well, I guess that's probably the best spot. If you could possibly stay close to me, I would like to just sit down and... Ah, that's right. I had nearly forgotten about that. I stopped doing that because I was told it was reckless and dangerous. But we're about to go into a dangerous situation.
So, talking to merchants?
Talking at all?
No. Me, please.
Well, we're all here.
Oh, yeah. I know, but I just can't reach it without hitting your mic.
So as to say, I could stand close, but I think Bada might not like that very much.
What? I'm not a jealous type.
Arden is going to plop down right there.
Oh.
And begin meditating.
Interesting.
Because I was told it was violent and dangerous magic that I was using before, and we're about to get into a violent and dangerous situation.
It's like, well, there's nothing to light on fire, so I guess.
I was not the one producing fire, actually. I don't know what I was producing exactly, but I am curious as to what it will do to a violent spell.
Sam's sphere goes,
Well, actually what?
On the boat, you were doing fire.
Yeah.
But...
And Bada put you out.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And the Bada started producing fire, and I had to put Bada out a couple of times. But in the next hour, Sam, I want you to stay within arm's reach of me in case Moonsea attempts to jump us or what?
Highway to... That was not real.
Arden cast Stone Shape and set Sam into the rock face for his protection.
Fine. Sam will sit next to Arden, but keep an eye on potential fire.
And then Arden will attempt to channel the earth juices.
All right.
Earth
concentration
juices.
Check.
I don't know. Earth energy. Well, it turned into biting when I tried to put it into something, so I'm sure it's probably not really great. That's 13 plus... You said concentration?
Yeah.
27.
Altogether?
Yes.
You're going to start calling forth that draconic magic from the core of the world. What are you doing, Bada?
I'm probably trying to put Susie and Marcus somewhere safe in the distance with the wagon, so hopefully the wagon doesn't get destroyed.
He'll kill us and then destroy the wagon, but leave Susie and Marcus alone.
I'm going to put the cart somewhere where he'll land and destroy it.
They'll take up the mantle of adventurers. Our new characters will be Bugaloo.
Are you going to try and disguise the cart?
There are no... We just came out of the woods, right? It's like they're next... We're close to the woods somewhere on that area. No, it was a road, right?
You've got time. If you see Bada leaving, it might be good to catch up with them if you're curious. Because if you're planning to go in the woods, you're looking at a 30-minute turnaround.
Ooh.
Or...
But you could, and that does kind of protect them and also feeds them.
Yeah...
You can distract them with food.
Yeah, I'll do that. That way they're not nervous.
You see Bada scurrying away before the battle.
Right, because, like, Theron's pretty comfortable with her surveying the land. And I guess you hear Theron approach, hopefully, and she interrupts you doing your bugaloo things. Hey, Bada.
What?
You know, like, we might die.
10 minutes.
It is soon. Oh, God, it is. I've just been curious since we were in Bismutum, and it's been a whirlwind since we got there, and since we have some downtime. I'm just... I am so curious. Why would you leave Bismutum? Because... If people in Rogueport treated me the way they treated you, I would never have left. I have to know this if we like end up dying in about who knows how long.
Why I left my home?
I don't get it. I mean, they love you.
Well, I guess it sounds a little silly now, but that thing you are carrying right now is. Part of the reason why then I felt that I could potentially ruin my home if I stayed.
What?
It's a bit of a siren call to want to talk to a whisper. Like, I want to talk to whisper stones, but I can't. And I thought I would be tempted to go grab a dragon's tear.
You thought you'd do something like I did.
Yeah.
And that's why you left so you wouldn't hurt people.
Right. I didn't know if I could keep control of myself if I stayed there and kept on lying that I could communicate to Whisper Stones.
Why would you think that? I've never seen you hurt anybody.
Combat. Sorry.
You are not here.
I've never been... I would not want to be put in a situation where I would end up hurting my family.
And yet that's all I want to do.
We have very different families, though, Theron. I can understand where you're coming
from. But they could have helped you. Like, it looks like they would do anything for you.
I guess I may have been too ashamed to ask for help.
I just don't get it.
It's just not wanting to hurt your family. That's all. I guess that is the difficult thing.
Well...
They are a lovely bunch, and they would survive fine without me if it came to it.
I guess I just couldn't imagine. I've always wanted something like that. I don't think I could ever leave it. But I guess I see your point. But you know, like, if you ever think you're going to hurt us, you can come to us. Like, there's no reason for you to ever leave us.
Don't worry, I'm too attached to leave you guys behind. It's fine. Seems like Moonsea is after all of you, anyways, so I could really only help in this situation.
Yeah, I guess I never would have thought of that, but you're really lucky to have those people in your life.
I think I look forward to having them back in my life after this is all over.
Yeah, I wish I felt the same way.
Well... I guess your sister is going to be busy with her new fiancé, and who knows where your mom is. But maybe they have been also influenced by Moonsea. We don't know if maybe they also have a bit of Umber in them and have been manipulated this entire time.
Oh, are you saying I should give my mother or a sister a chance?
Not if... That is not the scenario. If they have been being manipulated the entire time, then maybe. But if they have not been, and this is just the way they normally are, then I trust your judgment on them.
Boy, maybe I could, because seeing the way your family is with you, Theron narrows her eyes and just deep in thought.
But for you as well, I mean, we are probably a stronger family than... your mom and sister have ever been, I assume.
Oh, for sure. Huh. Okay. I've got a lot to think about, but... Well, thank you, Bada, and thank you for showing us your family. Well, they kind of forced themselves on us, but it was good to see.
Yeah, maybe we'll go back there afterwards. I don't know what plans you all have. Oh, wait, the inn. Your bread and breakfast.
It's not an inn yet. It's just an empty castle, right?
Allegedly.
Empty. A mansion.
It's an empty mansion. Oh, you're calling it inn? You have plans for this thing?
Well, I don't mean to impose, but...
But Bada did already buy a business license.
What's a business license?
Bada Cakes Incorporated?
Okay. I'm going to go make sure Zoss hasn't poisoned himself.
I'm just going to put the Marcus and Susie off to the side. Make sure they're safe and away from danger. The car will just be, like, gone as soon as the woods start. That's where the car will be.
Okay. Do you want to...
It's a good place.
End that on the idle stuff?
Yep, that works. And then we can begin the next one on the dangerous stuff.
There's one thing I want to do.
On record?
On this recording?
No. You can go
ahead. No. Oh, okay.
It's related, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so after a couple minutes of just the sounds of nature, Sam's going to get a little bored. Kind of play with the dirt, the gravel, and the dirt. And then decide, He heard what Arden said to Bada one time about doing this meditation thing, so he's gonna try a little bit, maybe. You know, close his eyes, cross his legs.
What are you thinking about? What are you trying to do with it?
Just thinking about like how it feels when the songs make things happen.
Are you gonna say anything?
Probably hum a little.
No, I mean, are you going to tell Arden what you are doing?
No.
Oh, okay. Because
you're in your own meditation.
Right, because my eyes are shut and I'm focusing elsewhere.
Yes.
Okay. Please roll a concentration check and a performance check.
Ooh. It's a 9 on concentration, but the 30 on perform.
Okay. Arden, your connection to the land feels far stronger here than before. And there's this feeling of a harmonization between the natural environment and yourself.
I'm a druid now.
Like
temporary druid level.
Like you can feel it in your bones. This low hum. You are sitting on a ley line of magic.
Oh fuck, I am getting laid.
Jesus Christ.
sorry.
By the time everybody gets back, you will have gained an affinity for this place. And so long as you're here, you're going to be able to cast conjuration and transmutation spells at a +2 caster level.
Oh, God, Yumi, you don't know what you just did to me. I need to go print something out.
Granted, this will not make you a higher level wizard, but it will increase the caster level.
I do have to print something out now.
Okay.
Arden immediately just goes... It starts drawing lines all over the ground.
And when you come out of that trance, you notice next to you the source of the humming, the harmonization, is your friend Sam.
Buddy.
The Curse of Kurasa is a production of Reno Area Anthropomorphic Arts and Recreation for BLFC 2023. This episode was edited by Dejarum's Pony and was mixed and mastered by AJ the Ratty. Yima Quinn is our Game Master and the voice of Zoss and the NPCs. Arden Renshaw is played by Hawkfeather. Theron Perch is played by Dejarum's Pony. Bada Amica is played by Dabbles. Samuel Horstrom is played by Demic Cretu. Original music by Fox Amore. You can find more music from Fox Amore at foxamore.bandcamp.com and on Spotify. For more information about BLFC, the theme, and the lore behind your favorite characters and settings, visit goblfc.org.